Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's on the way right after this.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, didn't you buy some beachfront property in Florida a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I sure did.
Was it expensive?
It was very expensive.
I was afraid of that. Sally and I have been trying to find beachfront property in some place with a warm climate, but I think it's just going to be out of our price range.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that all beachfront property in a warm location is out of your price range? Well, think again. Here at Shinola National Real Estate, we're experts in finding beachfront property. Check out this listing. It's on the ocean. It's warm. It's beautiful. It's Haiti. Haiti? That's right, Haiti. Now, you can have your very own island nation at a very reasonable price. Haiti is the most affordable country you could buy in the Caribbean. With interest rates hovering around an all-time low, you can purchase Haiti for as little as $10,000 down and monthly payments of just $975. Sure, it's a fixer-upper, but you'll have 8 million squatters to help you fix it up. And you won't just have a small lot on the beach. You'll own over 1,000 miles of beachfront. Call Shinola National Real Estate today and take a look at buying Haiti. Or stop by this Sunday's open house in Port-au-Prince between 1 and 5. Just look for the signs.
Hey, Al, did you hear? I'm thinking about buying Haiti.
Really?
Yeah, isn't it exciting?
I guess.
What's wrong? You sound like there might be a problem.
Well, you do know the island is a duplex, don't you?
A duplex?
Yeah, the other side's occupied by the Dominican Republic.
Shinola National Real Estate. We sell more than just homes. We sell Shinola. Remember to check out next week's featured property. It'll be in Sunday's real estate section. Just look under the Republic of Chad.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Jessica Holzman.
Hi.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
Willie Griswold here.
Yo.
I'm Chick McGee. And here's Tom with a special guest, I think.
There she is.
Ooh.
I'm not sure where she is, but there she is. It's the lovely Allie Breen.
You got to let that apartment go.
That's wow.
Wait a minute. We have to guess. I'm going to guess Florida.
You nailed it.
Because you've got that nice sort of seashore paneling behind you.
Yeah. Is that your Airbnb that we can rent?
Yep, that's the one.
Oh.
That's yours?
Yeah, well, me and my sisters, yes, families.
Yeah, they own that.
So you went with the styrofoam paneling there. That's nice. It saves money, but, you know.
Nothing but the best.
Yeah, they won't know until.
What city are you in?
Right by Orlando.
Kissimmee?
Yeah, pretty much. It's and then I'm playing a retirement home in Hernando today.
Oh.
Is it called The Hideaway? Hernando's Hideaway. Anyone get that?
I played that character in the pajama game.
Allie Breen is a fine stand-up comedian. Do you have a special presentation you do when you play these places?
Not really. I feel like it's a lot of Northeast people who just come down to retire. So it's not that crazy that you need to change your set that much. I mean, I clean it up a little bit, I guess.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like fun.
You don't have to add any Red Buttons references.
McHale's Navy.
Johnny Carson.
This morning we were talking about the TV show McHale's Navy.
Thanks, Chris.
Starring the great Ernest Borgnine, Academy Award winner.
And today, I think, is Ernest Borgnine's birthday.
And probably the last member of that cast that's alive, I think, the gentleman who played Fuji, the POW, is deceased as of a couple days ago.
Gavin MacLeod? Did he pass away?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, a couple years ago. Okay. Yeah. He was, let's see, he wasn't a Christie, and then what was, I forget what his character was, but he was in that show. He was good. Mm. So I'm sorry, we've gotten off topic. Before we get to your letters, Allie, we have been discussing a scientific study released from a university or two in the Southeast about marijuana use and sex. Christy, do you have the sort of a short version of this story?
Yeah, it was in Eastern Carolina University and North Carolina University. Did a research project with 811 participants, ranging in age from 18 to 85, Allie. And they found out about their sex and cannabis habits. Over 70% of regular cannabis users said they experienced increased desire and orgasm intensity while high.
Ooh. All right.
Now, are you
those are good things.
Depending on what state you're in, are you a marijuana person at all?
Am I? Yeah. No, I've never really been into it. It just makes me sleepy and paranoid. It doesn't do the good sex thing for me.
Okay. Well,
I'd be into it if it did.
Yeah, but apparently, would you say 70% of regular cannabis users? Yeah,
70%, that's a lot.
Yeah, so I just was curious if you had any experience with that. Perhaps we can get some
letters. But I bet this retirement home I'm playing does. Have you heard about how, freaky they get?
Yeah, you know, nothing like some gummies for the arthritis, I'm guessing. So in any event, let's move forward. People can write you letters at Allie Breen, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N, with their love troubles, and we're here to tackle them. What have you got?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend is awesome, but he's very jealous. If he texts me and I don't get back to him for a few hours, or if I change my schedule and don't let him know right away, he really flips out. He says it's disrespectful because he knows my phone is always in my hand, so I should always be in touch. But I tell him I'm an adult who sometimes gets busy. Who is right?
You're right.
Yeah, you are.
You are absolutely right. He's a narcissist and he's crazy. Get out.
This is true, but how odd to find that the guy's at fault here. That's weird. Hmm.
Yeah, she needs to have one of those automatic messages where you can press a button. It'll say, you know, hey, Snookums, I'm in the middle of a meeting right now. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
You have one of those?
That would be perfect. Like, can you program that?
You can program that to say that?
To everyone.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of them. They say...
Yeah, but it doesn't say Snookums on it.
No, I was...
Oh, well, yeah, we all have those general...
I don't call anyone Snookums except perhaps one of my dogs because she's such a good girl.
She is a Snookums.
She's the best girl you've ever seen.
She is.
Had a little problem yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, just wait till she goes outside and sees this 8 inches of snow.
She crapped on the floor.
Even worse.
She's like, I'm not going out there.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't blame her.
Crapped on the floor.
In their kettle. It's a long story.
Well,
let's get back to Allie Breen. You're not a fireman, ma'am.
No.
And you need to tell this. You know, if you're a fireman or a firewoman, you've got to be available 24/7. But you got to go about your life. You can't be expected constantly to return his texts.
Right.
What if you're driving?
No joke. And you have to answer to him. He's not your dad. Like, you know what I mean?
He's not the boss of me.
Yeah, and he's projecting. He's probably cheating. Sorry. That's why he's wanting to keep tabs on you, because he feels guilty.
Oh, now that's a little rough.
No, I think he just...
Well, it could be he's doing something shady if he doesn't get right back.
Yep.
In the proper amount of time, perhaps.
So he assumes she does the same thing.
Sounds like he doesn't have much to do.
Could be.
Kill him! Shoot him in the head!
That's smart.
You know, what are you doing now?
Always a good solution.
What are you doing now? What are you doing now? What are you doing now?
She should just write back really mundane text. Just like, yep, napping again. Still napping.
Yeah.
Now, do the thing where you... Here's what you do.
Turn your phone off.
No. You take your elbow.
Oh, God.
And you take a photograph of it real close so it looks like you've got this big,
hilarious.
Hairy ass crack.
You know, I was totally wrong. That
photo
is hilarious. That is hilarious.
And then, this wants you now.
Oh, God.
Can you fill this crack in?
Yeah,
stuff
give
like
him
that.
A, what you'd call, would that be an EJ?
That should be the programmed outgoing.
She just needs to get this guy to calm down a little bit. He'll be okay.
Yeah, just
I don't think I would toss him quite yet.
No, I didn't say that.
No,
I did.
You know.
Yeah, I do too. He's not going to get better. Yeah.
Nope. Okay.
Wow.
Next. Kick him out.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
What do we got next, Allie?
Dear Allie, I just broke up with my girlfriend after 10 years because she was cheating on me, and I never want to speak to her again. I say that because I now have genital warts. My question is, should I tell her? Do I have to pick up the phone and call her? Because she's the only one I was seeing, so she must be who could have given them to me.
I mean, can't you tell her via text or something? Do you have to talk to her?
Take a picture of your elbow, but draw away little dots on it.
Just write on her Facebook page, thanks for the genital warts.
Oh, that's good. That's a smart idea.
Yeah.
No, no,
so that way warns everybody.
Take out a billboard with her picture on it and her name.
You can't delete
that. This woman has genital warts. That's the mature thing to do.
Yeah. Just move
That's
forward.
The best way.
Just get rid of it. Yeah. The whole thing. Get it over with.
Does that go away?
I don't know.
They will go away. Most
is that an HPV thing?
It can be. So that's, yeah.
Oof.
I don't want to say without having all the information.
Okay. That is the worst name of any STD. That's
genital warts.
What's it's much more descriptive than many of the other ones.
Yeah.
Crabs is a pretty descriptive one. If you've ever seen one of those babies up close, they look like a monster. Like crabs.
I don't think they exist anymore. Like no one has
pubic crabs versus Godzilla.
Right? Yeah.
Were you one of the last people to have crabs?
I might have been, yeah.
You could have been, yeah.
All right. Dear Allie. This one, brace yourself for this one. My boyfriend likes giving me swirlies, which is when he sticks my head in the toilet while we do the...
Get out now.
Let's hear this out.
No, you must immediately vacate.
Maybe she likes it. Let's find out.
Misunderstood hero.
No, this is... you think genital warts are bad. You're going to get...
How the hell did this happen?
You're going to get E. coli poisoning.
Let's not judge. So what's going on here?
She gets swirlies while they're doing it?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm fine when we do this at home, so I know that everything is super clean, but now he keeps trying to press me to get me to do it in public places.
No way I could do that,
and I feel like I already go above and beyond for him, and now I feel unappreciated.
Stuff like this makes me turn into more like Chick. I never want to leave my house again. I don't want to have to shake anyone's hand.
There are many benefits.
Here's the problem
with
this.
How do you get that fetish? Yeah, that's a crazy...
Yeah, how do you?
I mean, he's got to just... It's a degrading... He must just be into her. That's the problem. He needs it. And will probably need a partner who will allow the public.
I'd recommend Guantanamo, where he can go down there and waterboard some of the fellas.
He's going to have to find a woman who not only is willing to do this, but likes it.
Yep. Yikes.
So
that's what the internet's for, though, right?
That is what the internet's
for. There's probably a website for this.
That's
I've never heard of
wild.
That ever.
Swirly bird.
I never heard of that.
Swirlybird.com.
No, how about Kohler Queen?
Kohler Queen. I really didn't know that was a thing. That's just
that
awful.
Is really something.
I mean, wouldn't you get pink eye immediately?
She says she cleans her toilet though. She said she's really good.
Still,
at
didn't
that.
You get bleach in your eyes?
How is it physically possible?
Well, that was drowning.
Doggy style.
Yeah, standing up doggy style.
Head in the
toilet.
You know what doggy style is, right?
There we go. Jess is nailing it. Yep.
Gosh, but that's so hard. How do you... Yeah.
There's a lot going on there.
That's really
bathroom.
Something.
That's a big bathroom.
I'd imagine something. You have to maybe you can just pretend. Maybe it can be really low water, so you can pretend that you're in there and just get the bottom of your hair wet.
Still, for God's sake,
I don't know what.
Is he flushing while her head's under?
Don't we have any bullets? What the hell? This is insane.
There's just so much to concentrate on.
I'm talking to this woman now. There are plenty of fish in the sea. You do not have to stay with this person. That is just awful. Awful, awful.
Yeah. You did go above and beyond.
Yeah, you did.
It's not your fault.
No.
Unless you're getting
after
a taste for it.
Toilet,
like the old Stockholm Kohler syndrome.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, okay. Let's get our next letter.
Sorry,
Allie Breen, Allibreen. What are your love troubles? They can't be as bad as that.
That's breathtaking.
Dear Allie, my girlfriend told me his mom hates all of her boyfriends. She doesn't think anyone is good enough for her. So I just met the family. They were perfectly friendly to me. I said it seemed to me that her mom liked me, and my girlfriend said there's no way she's just being polite. Is she messing with me? Why would she not just let me think that that's
you need
the
a
case?
Giant
I'm
glass
sure
of who cares.
Happening.
Yeah.
Don't even
yeah.
don't even who cares.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Tommy.
No, this is
she's, doesn't matter.
If she's faking it, so what?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You don't need her. You're not with her. You're with the daughter.
Yeah.
You never know. Yeah. You know, there's a chance if you guys stay together for a long while, she'll warm up. But don't even worry about it.
Yeah, but your girlfriend should be a little bit kinder about it. Like, oh, yeah, she was really nice, as opposed to saying, no, she hates you. She's faking it.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
See,
well,
I agree, because now the girlfriend is still insisting. She's like, no, I'm a princess, and my mom still doesn't think you're good enough.
Oh, yeah, that God. Is kind of.
Oh, you think that's going on?
If that's
then
the
that's
case.
That's a different problem.
Seems like.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Oof.
Yeah, because why wouldn't she just let him think that she liked him? It seems like she's being a little catty.
He needs to do something to make an impression on her. I'd recommend flashing above some mashed potatoes and gravy at dinner.
That's the not mother? A bad move.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do the old Charlie Chaplin walk into the dining room swinging it.
Uh-huh. Swinging it.
That's always fun.
Give his daughter a swirly and a porta pot.
That'll
talk teach about it over dinner.
Okay, we got porta potty swirly.
Yeah. No, you can't do a swirly though. There's no flush mechanism.
Yeah, it'd be more of a
more of a stilly.
Like a mud dye.
How'd you dye your hair blue? Huh?
Oh. Yeah, that would be very rough.
Yeah, that sure would.
That's more of a marinate. I'm sorry. Allie, we have time for one more letter.
Oh, God.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend's sweat smells like skunk. He showers regularly, but when he goes to the gym or when we get hot and heavy, that's just how it smells. I'm used to it, but I hate that I have to fully shower even after we just cuddle. Is it too mean to tell him we actually have to plan our escapades around this?
There's got to be something he can try.
Yeah, I wonder if maybe
is
you
that
could.
Because he smokes a lot of pot, he smells like
wondering.
Skunk.
I was wondering what is he taking in that would make his sweat smell
right.
like that?
I'm 80%
high. Great though. It's like a pot smell.
It's a pot smell. Yeah.
Actually, they should just move to New York because the whole city smells like pot. No one would notice. All you smell anywhere.
Yeah, there may be. I don't know about that. Are there dietary things you can do to change the smell?
Potentially, somebody would know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do they
at the legal dispensaries, do they have particular kinds of pot that are designed not to smell?
Yeah, they do.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's not a thing. If you smoke a lot of pot, you don't sweat pot smell.
Well, when
yeah.
you drink alcohol,
but they
sometimes
say if you eat
can,
a lot
like,
of curry, you'll smell like curry and garlic.
Yeah,
well, it's a totally different thing.
Do you ever, I have
it just sticks
experienced
to your skin
people whose sweat smells like tobacco smoke.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh.
I think it's because the sweat hits... I don't know. I'd have to... Willie, do you know any stoners who, when they sweat, it smells like weed?
No, not at all. It's not like those old Gatorade commercials where you sweat the color. It's
I know.
That'd be so cool.
Sweat a bunch of green.
That's a real thing.
So you think his sweat just naturally smells like...
Yeah, I think something is his pH balance is off in some way. Something
you know, like. It's for sure his sweat. It could be his hair, because like if he has like, you know, maybe
there's no reason to doubt this lady.
Hair.
Do you have a pet skunk, ma'am?
Is that
there
the
a
issue?
Pet skunk?
Is this a Mr. Obvious bit?
Is there...
No, because it hasn't gone on for 9 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
No, they're very long.
See, I wish this were a Dear Abby thing, because remember how she would title each letter? This would be when the sweat hits the fan. It's kind of a nice fun.
You're killing it today.
It's fun. Allie Breen is a great comedian, and she's a lovely gal.
And smells
and
like
she's in Florida, and you're going to be, what is it, the McGillicuddy's? What was it called?
The Hideaways? I don't even know the name. Some retirement. I'm looking up a
retirement. Hernando's Hideaway.
Hernando.
Was it Hernando's or was it the Hideaway?
No, Hernando is
Hernando.
The area she'll be.
Oh, sorry.
Stop
it. Yeah. You made up Hideaway.
Yeah. Tell him, Joseph.
No, I didn't.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.